Orly there. So, formal hello to all of you, and welcome to all the first timers at Happy Hour. Lovely that you're joining this wonderful Sangha. Happy to have you. So, warm welcome. So, and just so you know, this goes on YouTube from Zoom, but it is private. Only my image and my name gets shows on Zoom, and everybody else's does not, because and I only see some of you on a tiny strip on top. But you can put yourself, each other, on gallery view if you wanted to see each other. It doesn't have to be just the big image of me. But just to explain that for the first timers, that on YouTube only I show up, not you, just in terms of privacy, so you know this. Anyway, so for the theme for today's practice, I wanted to, again, this is a big topic, but just to take a little bite out of it tonight, and a little bite out of the topic of comparison. Comparison, the comparing mind, comparing ourselves. And comparing can come up so easily, especially in this world with social media. You know, you might be on social media to share something or news, and then soon you'll be seeing other people's vacations and this and that. And it's like, oh, their sense of comparison comes up, and wanting, and or other success or good fortune, etc. So comparison, not just on social media, but there's so many ways comparison come up. And again, this is a big topic, but we'll take a little bite of it tonight. And one thing I want to invite, and so many ways to work with the comparing mind, what we call in Buddhism the comparing mind. It just compares. It just compares, compares, compares. One quote I like to share, and I don't know who said this, I think it's just attributed to Anonymous, is don't compare your insides to somebody's outsides. Don't compare your insides to another person's outside. So you only see an image externally of what is happening. Whereas you're comparing your wants, we're all human. We're all human. So with that in mind, one of the antidotes, again, there are many, many ways, both through metta practices, heart practices, as well as wisdom practices, because really this comparison is an aspect of what's called mana conceit. And that's a big topic that we can talk about in the wisdom tradition. But for now, the one way, the invitation is to work with this, and actually beautiful practice, when comparison comes up, is to turn, actually to turn to the goodness in our heart, in our lives, in our own cultivation. Because when comparison comes up, the mind narrows, it becomes really, really tight. And it only concentrates on what it does not have, on what it idealizes, what it wants, and it does not have. Instead of seeing all the goodness that is already available, and without actually really seeing the perspective of interconnection and all the causes and conditions of our lives, other people's lives, et cetera, et cetera. So it becomes, it has a single vision, which is very tight and is not even accurate. So through bringing up gratitude, we actually expand that vision. We expand that vision. And then our heart, in fact, can become available to wish the other person well. And may you be well. May you shine in your goodness. May you be happy on your vacation and your success. May you give to the world as I give to the world. Right? May we all play our parts in this world. We all have a different part to play. But that expansion of vision can become possible through The practice of gratitude, one of the avenues. Okay, I've spoken enough. This is the framing. Let's begin. So I invite you to settle, to arrive on your cushion, to arrive in your body. To land. To land in this body in this moment. Turning our gaze inward. To the goodness that's available in this moment. This body. This amazing, miraculous body. Sitting, lying down, or standing. Functioning. Breathing. Appreciating the miracle. That is this breath. Naturally, effortlessly, this body breathing itself. With each in breath, allowing more life, more liveliness to be breathed into this body, to each amazing, miraculous cell of this body. And with each out breath, each extended exhale, softening, relaxing the body, arriving more fully in the present moment. Spend the first few minutes just landing, arriving. Allowing the breath He breathed into the belly, lower abdomen. Nice, full fullness of the breath. Helping settle and arrive, connected to the earth. Landing fully, wholeheartedly. With the entire body. Inhabiting. The fullness of your life. In this present moment. So if you're filling your body cell by cell, arriving here now, just as the Buddha touched the earth, this earth is my witness. I belong here. I am here in this body, in this moment, with this breath, feeling the expansion, expansiveness, the fullness. Of being here now. What a gift. What a tremendous gift. To be able to sit in this moment. And be breathed. In this amazing show. It's amazing. Incredible. Show called our life. To sit in this moment and receive this gift. This gift of the body. Healthy enough to breathe. Healthy enough to sit. To lie down. To cognize. To be alive. To have consciousness, agency. To have the gift of Sangha, people we practice with, teachings, support that inspires us to goodness, kindness, peace, freedom. What a gift, all of this. Gratitude for having a roof over our head. Safety from the elements. For this body having been nourished with food, sustenance. The goodness, the wholesomeness, the availability. Gratitude for the connections, for the people in our life. Maybe bring a few of them to mind. People near and dear to you. Maybe start with a couple. People who make life richer, interaction with them. Maybe bring to mind some benefactors who have supported you. They could still be alive, or if it doesn't bring up grief any longer, they may not be alive. People you're grateful for, grateful to, for their support, their love. Your heart sings when you think of them. Maybe if you like bringing to mind one opportunity for engagement you've had or have, whether it's volunteering, work, friendship, community. Let yourself feel, appreciate, let your heart bask in the goodness, this goodness. And as I hear the sirens, and so probably can you, to integrate it with our practice. Challenges, accidents can happen to anyone at any time. None of us are immune. To wish well for the being who is in that ambulance? Ambulances. And that in this moment, for this moment, could be impermanent as everything else, but we have the good fortune to be sitting and practicing. Not in distress. Such good fortune. We take normalcy for granted often, only when we get bad news or when a difficulty. Only then we appreciate what we consider the boring normal. When we considered on what was lacking, what isn't good enough, instead of all the goodness. all the bounty of this moment, of our life. Turning our mind intentionally not to what's lacking. If we focus on that, the list can be infinite. But to what is here, what is good, this list too is infinite, is infinite. Choosing to celebrate. The bounty, the incredible blessings that have carried us to this moment. Breathing, letting yourself be breathed. Heart full with all the goodness. Breathing, hearing, touching, feeling. Fully well knowing that money, fame, success, etc., etc., do not bring lasting happiness. Aspiring to goodness, we aspire for excess. May we aspire for goodness, for kindness, for peace, for ease, for freedom. For the gifts that can never be taken away from us. Cultivation of our heart and mind. Not things. Gratitude, appreciation for the opportunity. Cultivate our heart and mind in service and goodness, shining our hearts, our goodness, sharing with the world. Contributing to life the only way, in the only ways that we can, uniquely qualified, with our loved ones, our connections, appreciating. Sharing metta for the gifts of all beings everywhere. Letting them shine their light, their goodness, their happiness as we shine ours. Each light unique. Not even stepping into the arena of comparison. Celebrating each light. Lighting up the world. And as we bring this practice period to a close, the sit, sharing the goodness of our practice, our goodness with all beings everywhere, letting our light shine. Trusting there is goodness. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Thank you for your practice. So many ways, so many aspects to this practice. And maybe next week we'll cover more aspects. But for now, we have opportunity for reflections. So I change the chat. And if you type your reflections to everyone, I'll read your name. And if you just type them to me, it'll be private. I will only read the reflection, not your name. And you're also welcome to raise your Zoom hand to unmute, to be unmuted, to share your reflection. What did you discover? What was this like for you? What was challenging? What was easy? What did you learn? The benefit of the Sangha. And if you raise your physical hand, I may not see you. But please, if you raise your Zoom hand, that way I will ask you. Thank you, Bill, for your reflection. Felt calm and joyful. Thank you so much. And thank you so much, Bill. Calm and joyful. That's lovely. Joyful. Hence, happy hour. And especially if you're new, would love to hear from you if you wish to share. Don't feel you're on the spot, but you can raise your Zoom hand if you wish. The Zoom hand is either under reactions. And let's see, somebody's trying to raise their hand, but it's the clap. Let's see. It's next to, raise hand is next to the clap. Try that again. Now I have the thumbs up. I still don't know who it is. Oh, here, Jeannie, here. I figured out who it is. Okay, there you go.
What I realized, again, and like to be reminded of, is how the ordinary things of every day get glossed over by me, and I don't feel grateful for them. But it was nice to be reminded again that, you know, simple things like running water and, you know, food and roof over my head and, you know, those things that are so important to my happiness and well-being that, you know, I sometimes take for granted.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you so much for your reflection. And I appreciate you brought in running water. I heard this perspectives on KQED the other day. I don't know if you heard this. Also, someone who was talking about if you go camping and backpacking and you pump the water yourself from a stream through a pump, and every ounce of water is so precious. And if you accidentally knock over a camping container that you've just pumped, oh, you have to do it all over again and use the water that you've cooked with to clean with, et cetera, et cetera. And then you come home and you turn on the faucet and it's like, oh, a miracle. So I've been appreciating the miracle of opening my faucet every day ever since I heard this. It's just so much we take for granted. So much we take for granted. Yeah, thank you, Jeannie, for your reflection. Other reflections, please, other. And Jerry says, I agree. Thanks, Jeannie. You do not know what you have often until it is gone. Yes. Yeah, exactly. And I'll say one thing, one version of this meditation I sometimes do is to imagine that something you have, like your leg is, you know, for example, is you've been in an accident. But this meditation was already pretty full. So maybe I'll try that next week. But yes, so Ko, please.
Yes. It's not only do we take things usually for granted, but when we stay informed about what's going on in other parts of the world, like Indonesia having all their hospitals overrun with COVID patients, and or you drive on the freeway into Berkeley and you see all the homeless encampments, etc., it's all the more valuable that we don't take for granted anything that that we have, we who are fortunate enough to have a roof over our heads. And so it's a very powerful thing to not take things for granted.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, thank you, Ko. And especially one thing I always want to add to this practice is that when we do this practice of gratitude, is and we fill our hearts with goodness, it is so that we actually, not that we just turn away from all the challenges in the world and say, oh, okay, I have it all well and nobody else has, but it actually allows us, and we know this, but I also, I do want to bring it into the space, that it brings more generosity into our hearts, brings more generosity for us to serve, to be available, to share with others. So as part of this practice, of course, we know this already, but wanted to bring this to the room. Thank you, Ko. Thank you so much. Yeah. Any other quick reflections, please, before we go into our small group practice? One reflection comes in. Hearing the sirens, the sound of the fan in my house, rising and falling, coming and going. Yeah. 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 So how about we save some time on the other side of the small groups for more reflections, and we turn now to practicing in small groups in community. So in this time, we turn to small groups of size 3 or 4, and we start with 15 seconds of metta, silent metta, for one another, for the small group that you find yourself in. And then sharing as much or as little as you like with your sangha, with this small group, about your practice as you wish. And it's just 6 minutes. It's very short. And then we come back and we'll have a little bit of time for reflections. So it's such a precious time to connect with other practitioners. So here we go. And the rooms are open. Enjoy. In the large group. So we have a few minutes for any reflections that have come up from practicing in small groups. I see a lot of smiles. I see a lot of smiles that weren't here before. So especially if you haven't shared yet, I'd love to hear whatever you like to share for the benefit of the Sangha. Questions, comments, what didn't work, what worked. Neil, please.
So, you know, when you said, you know, you sharing the same earth that the Buddha walked on, you know, that was, that like set up the whole thing for me. I got like a shiver running through me. Somehow it had never occurred to me. Yeah, you know, it was this earth. Maybe I breathed some air that he exhaled. Who knows? I don't know. It was, I felt deeply connected to the practice, to people and everything. It was, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil. That is so beautiful. I feel shivers down my spine and my heart is filled with joy now. Yeah. Yep. Yep, there was just a tiny, tiny little bit of an exhale of a Buddha in that inhale. Yeah, I love the sense of connection. Yeah, very sweet. Thank you, Neil. Any other reflections, especially if something came up during your practice discussions in the small groups with one another? How was that? Yes, please. Person on the phone.
Hey, this is Michael. So the practice groups, as usual, are really sweet and beneficial and full of wisdom. But prior to the sitting, I had huge mudita for the person who had their first tomato. I mean, that just brought me joy that they had their first tomato, and it also watered my seeds of happiness for my gardening with awareness practice, which I'm so grateful for. And then lastly, I'm really finding it very pleasant, the topic of gratitude and deep bows, for bringing this up during happy hour. And I'm excited to hear about more of your channeling the Dharma next week.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you so much for your reflection. It makes me so happy, this the gratitude and the mudita, the vicarious joy you had for the person who was here for the first, who's here tonight for the first time, and the typo that created such joy for you. That gives me so much joy, that first tomato. Somebody had a first tomato somewhere in the world today. So thank you, Michael. That just nourishes my heart. Yes. So I have so much gratitude, so much happiness for all of you. And let's see. Let's take one quick last reflection. Quick, Vimal. Am I saying your name right?
It's Vimal, but it's fine.
Vimal.
So I'm the one with the first tomato, and I'm embarrassed for having done that. But if it's brought somebody joy, that's wonderful.
Yes, no embarrassment here. This brought everyone joy, brought me joy, how this happened. This is happy hour.
But this is the risk is that I could have typed something much worse. So I got saved by the tomato.
Thanks to the typo, thanks to the autocorrect, we're having you chuckle and laugh. This is fantastic. Thank you all. And I have so much gratitude for you, for this Sangha, for happy hour, for the chance for us to come together and practice. This is so beautiful. This is so beautiful. Thank you all for your practice. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy, including ourselves. Thank you.